I needed that, everyone. Hi, it's Michelle with Awakenings. I think I'm live. Per the switchboard, I have only 30 more minutes, so we'll carry on non-live but streaming. So, not yay! Kathy Wong says yay, yay, yay. Oh, now goes my. Hello. And then Petey comes to say hi, my friend Petey, DJ Petey from moontribe.org, was that last little bit. And then, of course, Evolve. Hi, hi everyone. It's so great to connect. I mean, it's just, I have two computers. Both of them were going. I mean, I could not log on for the longest time. The Echo, is there an Echo? Then I could not, once logged on, it had me at a different show time. And, but now I'm here. So let's tune in and get rocking and rolling. Now gone, let's see. Hi, I just want to make sure, can everyone hear me? And then hopefully the echo's gone. Good, good, good. Okay, great. If we could just, I'm going to do an alignment meditation right now just to open the channel. And we do have a guest that's coming on later, but with the time, we'll have to see what's happening. And definitely want to tune in and see what's going on. So as we just bring our awareness inward into that heart-lung area and just begin to allow the mind to come home, resting in the local mind, the local body. And so we're going to align to the expanded energy centers, the higher chakras. And as we breathe in, bringing our awareness to the crown, the top of the head, and just sense, see, and feel a funnel of light moving upward and outward. And as we expand our local attention, our awareness about 3 feet above us, expanding our awareness 3 feet above us. And keep expanding your attention and focus upward and outward, another foot, 3 feet, 6 feet, 8 feet, 12 feet. Keep expanding upward and outward. Keep expanding your awareness upward and outward through that funnel of light. So we go beyond the eighth center, the ninth center, and we're going to be expanding upward and outward into the 11th and 12th, where we already are, but as you can see what's been happening on the physical dimension with computers and technology, cars and such, which is more of the mechanical universe, it gets a bit bogged down. So we're just going to allow our consciousness to realign to the higher self, the expanded consciousness. And if you can expand upward and outward even further until you sense, see, feel, picture, or imagine the light, go in the center of the light. And we're going to go beyond the light into the void, connecting back into the void, the space and place beyond the word. And then when you're ready, bringing your awareness here, but allowing the alignment to be fully focused, to be fully aware. So we converge here in this space-time continuum, this flow, as we connect in on the physical dimension here. I just want to say a word of the gateways, the portals of light, what has been happening, what has been manifesting here on the planet. Since the mid-80s, 85, 86, and then in 88, we had a harmonic convergence where we were all coming together. And in this converging or coming together was the realization of the oneness, the one mind, the one soul, the one planet, yet that as we integrate or individuate or incarnate into separate souls, we still have our collective souls, our soul pods, our soul groups, and beyond that, that one soul. What is beginning to happen is that we're all connecting more to the light body to get to the causal body, the causation, which means we're becoming more telepathic, more intuitive, more aware through beyond the physical senses. So from 88 till about 2000, 2001, we had these convergences, these harmonic convergences. They're also called portals of light or gateways. Astrologically, astronomically, we talk about going through these wormholes or voids or black holes. Greg Braden talks a lot about these. And as we are going through these wormholes, these voids, what it is doing is making us more magnetic. We as a being or species is becoming more magnetic and the Earth more electrical. This is because of the tilting of the axis of the Earth. Now, what does this mean? Just becoming more magnetic simply means we're going to use less electrical impulse. We still will be electrical because we're both. We're magnetic and electrical. We're male and female. So the male aspect of us is the electrical aspect. The female aspect of us is the magnetic axis. In this converging flow, we are reharmonizing. We're converging to reharmonize. Being more magnetic means that we will be more intuitive. We will be more telepathic. We will be using things like hypnotherapy, alpha theta healing, distance healing. We will be connecting more non-physically because the physical manifestation is more the electrical, but the magnetic comes first. But we need both. So in a way, if you look at it psychologically or from the transpersonal psychology point of view, it's the male and female integration. We became overly male, if you will, overly masculine, overly electrical. The electrical part of us is the ego personality that says, let's go for it. We want to get this. We want to get this done. It's the doing, which we still need that doing. What's happening as we converge more, we begin to live more in a space of what I call spirit-led living. This is meaning that we will connect in vibrationally with what we're meant to do. Now, we can all do this right now. What I'd like you to do is I want you to think about where you're at right now in your life, and even where you're sitting, even where you're sitting or you're standing. I want you to feel. What you're going to do is think of options that you have right now in your life, even if it's, you know, do I go to this store or that store, or do I eat, you know, a bagel right now, or do I get a tea, or do I listen to this? I want you to say, let me feel it. I want you to just stand still where you are, and you will begin to notice the subtle energy pulling you in a certain direction. A certain direction. This is where we're going to be living. We're going to be following the subtle energy of where we're being directed. Not from the conscious, rational mind, but from consciousness, from our expanded self. And this is why meditation is so important. Through the meditative state, my book talks about, and other people's do too, I don't even want to go off of that, I want to go back to the channeling, but anyway, my book goes into it, and as well as the CDs, is all about living in the meditative state so that you can tap in 2 to 3 minutes, maybe 5 minutes at the most, to connect into that state of consciousness to see where does that subtle energy want to lead me. This is the law of emergence. What is emerging through me as me? Now, a lot of people talk about the being magnetic, that we want to have this, you know, we want to follow, like they talk about in The Secret, that we want to manifest. The thing is, we cannot manifest unless we're magnetic. Manifestation, when you follow the law of magnetic attraction, it says it that. So common sense is you can't go out and get something. You can do your due diligence. You can do whatever you need to do bit by bit, you know, on the earth plane level. I mean, if you want to be a writer, maybe take some classes, you know, study, you know, start writing. Forget the classes, start writing. If you want to be a life coach or whatever, be around that area, maybe do some trainings, you know, test it out. That's being electrical. But to activate the law of magnetic attraction, we can't use the law of magnetic attraction. It's like a magnet. A magnet naturally draws something to it, which means that it's drawing that. You know, if you have nails or something metal, they don't run to the magnet. The magnet draws it. The magnet draws it to us. So what we all want to do is we want to write it out. We want to visualize what we want. We want to write it out. We want to tell those people that we trust. You know, we want to have that intention there. And then we want to become magnetic. And we want to tune in to our own inner guidance system, because that's what's guiding and directing us. That's where all the information is. We want to tune in to our inner guidance system and see where is the subtle energy going. You'll know it. You'll feel it in your stomach. you'll feel a little pull. You'll feel a little, ooh, even if it seems scary, you'll feel a little pull that says, ooh, I'm supposed to go this way. This is what's calling me. And after the scary part, it gets more and more exciting. But there will be fear because it's something unknown. There's always fear. You know, this thing about getting rid of your pain body or you're not going to have fear. Fear is mapped into us. We have a medulla oblongata. That's a part of the brain stem. Unless we're going to get rid of the brain stem, I don't know how we're going to get rid of fear. You know, fear says, you know, there's a bear up the street, cross the road, you know. So, but we don't want to live in a chronic state of fear. So there's things like emotional clearing work. There's alpha theta clearing. There's hypnotherapy. There's NLP. There's all kinds of healing. Seagirl's talking about the ocean. Yeah, you know what? Swimming. I went swimming the other day because I could feel myself being pulled in another direction. So I went swimming and I did a meditation. And through that meditation, I just allowed myself, I just went into the soham. I kept saying soham, ham, so. I am that, that I am. All of a sudden, when I was calm, I said, okay, I'm open to be guided where I need to go. I'm open. Oh, espavo, baths. Yes, baths are another. Even Melissa, the aromatherapy, you guys, the essential oil of Melissa completely connects in the emotional body, calms the emotional body, the physical body, and connects it into the spiritual body. So anything with water, and of course the water has those negative ions, the mountains, the sea air, that's going to bring us into alignment. Okay, now the guides are coming through in the Oversouls, and they're saying, go back. Okay, so let's go back. They're going back to 2003. What happened in 2003, and you probably all are aware of this, we went into high gear. These gateways, these portals of light, and if you actually go to my website, I do talk about it. Perhaps we'll be talking about it more, but if you go to the homepage, selfinlight.com, there's a write-up on Gateways, Portal of Light, so you can connect into that. So what started happening is what might have been every few years that we would get an activation or what an upshifting of energy and light. And by the way, we're moving out of being just energetic. We're moving into light, which light is more magnetic. So again, here's that electrical magnetic that's coming in, you know, that charge, those two conductors coming in, if you will, AC, DC. We're being more connected to that and moving out of having to do more with the local or little mind. So what's happened since 2003 is this upshifting, this upsurge and upleveling of the light. Now, you know, a lot of us metaphysicians, you know, we prayed for this. We love this. We talked about this, saying, oh, can't wait till more of the mainstream consciousness knows what's going on. This is going to be great. But more light brings more intensification, which brings more stuff coming up. The emotional body needs to be cleansed because the emotional body is the energy in motion. We need the emotional body. We need that energy in motion to move us forward. You know, I'm going to write something. Yoga and meditation's kept me young, you guys. I'm a little witch. So what started happening was instead of every couple of years or 5 years, we'd have these amazing configurations, which are called gateways, portals of light metaphysically, of these up-leveling, up-shifting to connect more with the light body. Astrologically, there'd be these configurations. And we've had some major ones of them. One astrologer calls them that it's irrationality. It's where everything just starts looking irrational on the earth plane level. Now we're having these intensifications of light and energy twice a year, every May, June, and every November, December. Now what you'll see if you look every May, June, and November, December from around 2003, and a little earlier actually, 2002, 2003, when we first actually went into the Aquarian age, the beginning of it anyway, we have cataclysmic events. And they're in earth, air, water, if you'll note, and fire. So we've either had earthquakes, we've had, but major, and it's been like clockwork, and it will continue. Because as we're shifting and we're expanding, we are the earth and the earth is us. It's not that the earth is doing something to us. I hate when people say that, oh, the earth is angry at us, we did something wrong. No, it didn't. Nobody did anything wrong. It's just, it's like cleaning out your closet. You know, when you clean out your closet, there's junk. You have to take out all the junk, you know. And when you take out all the junk, it looks messy, and then you put it back in new order. So that's what's happening to us. We also have to remember we have the same body that we had at the turn of the century, 200, 300 years ago. And the same, we have the same systems since the Industrial Revolution. So we're upshifting, we're up-leveling. We're uplifting or up-leveling our software, our inner software. Our DNA encoding is awakening. And some of the DNA encoding for people is happening more quickly. For others, it's taking, you know, it's all in the divine right timing. But those that it's happening more quickly, we are what's called the way showers, the light workers. And all light worker means is we're drawing more light. We're recognizing that we're already enlightened, which simply means we're in light. So we're going to be living more from that space instead of trying to get somewhere. Instead of seeking, we're going to be finding and experiencing and being. And that's not to say if you take classes or listen to CDs or books or, you know, meet with others or get work with a life coach or whatever, it's just the way you do it. You're not doing it because something's wrong with you anymore. You're doing it because you're seeking something within yourself and someone's guiding you to that. You're your own inner guru. So we had this past May, June, another gateway. And we also had an intensification of light energy around the 17th of July. We had about four or five planets retrograde, also the outer planets, which a lot of people say doesn't really affect us, but they do, especially Uranus and Saturn, Pisces, the transcendent planets, because we're becoming more transcendent. We're becoming more expanded. So those energies will be affecting us. We're also moving out of the second rung of Saturn. What does that mean? Out of karma. So we don't have to think, you know, it's like, yes, do unto others as you'd have to do unto you, but we can move away from that old belief system that says, I have this in my life because last, you know, lifetime I did this or I did this wrong. That's very punitive. That's very old paradigm. That's very old Judeo-Christian myth. Let's see, Michelle, you're saying that really bad happened to the U.S. is going on an enlightened path. So you're saying that the really bad that happened, well, okay, explain that what you're saying, Kathy. What's happening bad, yes, it's getting us going on an enlightened path. Absolutely, absolutely. What it is that it is bad. It is bad on the third dimensional level, and it is bad, and we don't like it, and it's uncomfortable or discomforting. But that's part of the paradigm of this dimension. On a universal level, on a cosmic level, on all that is, or God level, if you want to call it that, you know, that pranic life force energy, these are the tools and the ways until more people begin to realize that you don't have to shift through suffering. But we still have a huge part of the paradigm that lives like this. And Seagirl's saying, like, losing my house. Yeah. Unfortunately, and I've lost some things too, but it's still bad. That's what we have to, you know, that's why I don't like when people say, oh, it's not bad, or it's the good things meant to be. Yeah, it's like, what's that old saying, making lemons, you know, lemonade out of lemons. Things do happen that are bad, but it's what we do with them. And sometimes things, what I look at now is what happens, it's a redirecting of our energy, whether it's a, like losing the house, or I had some, you know, health issues. It redirects our energy if we are tuned in, like that subtle energy exercise that we did earlier, the meditation of feeling where is the subtle energy directing us. Because on this direction, on this, you know, on this dimension, you know, we have other dimensional selves. We have other aspects of self that we can tap into. But to say that, you know, being sick or losing one's health or going through something bad is not so bad and you should just kind of, you know, move on and everything's fine and wonderful, that doesn't help. That is really newbie, new age thinking. It's really about taking what's happened to us and using that to redirect the energy. Because let's look at this. Let's look at this, everyone. Who is being affected? It's the ego, the personality. So some strains have happened to me, as well as a stroke, job loss, divorce, my house, jeopardy. Wow. So, wow, Coach K, what I can say with that is, first of all, what I hear psychically from the guides is you are walking your talk. And unfortunately, part of the paradigm that we have is when people have gone through a lot of hardship and then come out the other side, somehow people in our society or our world want to listen to them more or find it valid. So sometimes we do go through a lot on this dimension, on the third dimension, so that we can then help those that are coming up behind us, a few steps behind us, whether they're viewing it or whether we're working with them directly. But that paradigm is shifting, but it still is a very prominent paradigm. It does wake people up. It does get people listening. Now, that's also to say, I want to be very clear here, that doesn't mean that if you are having something bad happen to you in your life that you're doing something wrong. A lot of people think, oh, I got sick, I must be doing something wrong. It's just used as a tool. We have to remember that in the land of spirit, in the expanded consciousness, we are beyond duality. And that's where we're all going by connecting with the light body, which means there's no wrong or right. Yes, there's what's ethical, there's for what's right now. But there is no, you did this, so that's bad is going to happen to you. Because there's plenty of people, criminals, and people doing a lot of quote-unquote bad things that live a very, you know, cushy lifestyle. They don't get caught, basically. So all of us come from a certain magnetic encoding. We have a DNA encoding and we have an energetic encoding, an energetic matrix that we come through. And with that energetic matrix, we have, it's mathematical. It goes beyond the ego rational mind of what we're going to experience and express. But we are also co-creators. That simply means that we're co-creating from the expanded consciousness of the all that is, as well as the little local mind of the ego personality. But you can train the ego personality to be underneath or sublimate its will to the higher self or expanded self. And you, just like you can train the ego personality to crave meditation or yoga or connecting in this way or to become more psychic, more aware. We can't be mad at our ego. You really can't be mad at your ego or your personality because it's only been conditioned. It has conditioned response patterns. It is like Pavlov's dog. It is like a computer. You if you have a computer at home and you want to listen to music but you don't have a music player, you don't have iTunes, can you be mad at the computer because you didn't download the iTunes or buy the application? So this whole thing that our ego is bad, that's an old paradigm. The ego is a byproduct, not the overinflated ego, not the constructed ego, not the false ego, but the ego personality. They call it the personality self in Buddhist psychology and Hinduism, the Eastern traditions, and in transpersonal psychology. They call it the true ego or the authentic self. That's a byproduct of your soul. That's the likes, dislikes, proclivities. That's what, you know, makes you individual. That's the individuated you. And that we have a you that is part of the collective where there is no individuality. So how many of you have been feeling this energy that I'm talking about that is guiding you, this new energy that's coming up every gateway? Every portal of light, think about it, every May, June, it's throughout the year too because there's different configurations, but it's really intensified. There's an intensification of energy every May, June, November, December. Start tracking it and begin to see the changes that are coming up for you. What's coming up for you, you will know by not even just a small voice. You'll begin to feel it in the subtle energy of where you're being guided or directed. That's following that law of resonance. So we have that law of magnetic attraction, but you can't activate the law of magnetic attraction unless you're using the law of resonance. And the law of resonance says, where am I resonating? Where am I feeling good? Where am I being celebrated, not just tolerated? Where is my inner guidance drawing me? What kind of people am I being drawn to? What kind of situations am I being drawn to? What kind of situations are drawing me? Where am I wanting to go? And what keeps coming into my life? That's the law of resonance. That's going to show you where you need to go. So all you need to do is get into a meditative state, just like we did earlier, just focusing on the breath. Or you can go to my MySpace, download some of the meditations, or I have on the Blog Talk Radio, I have some meditations there that you can get. There's some links to that. Or you may have your own. But there's an activation meditation, an alignment meditation on the meditation for everyday living that you can just tune in. And maybe we'll do it a little later also. Once you're in that state, just like we did, you want to go beyond the sixth center, which is the intention center, or the forehead, and you want to go beyond the top of the head, which is the seventh center, that seventh chakra. You want to be activating from the eighth and ninth center. The eighth center is when you connect with your higher self. The ninth center is what we call the ascension chakra, or ascension center, which means you've ascended. You've gone beyond duality. And that's basically where we're all going by 2012. That's what we're meant to be doing. Can I call in and you can read my energy? Yeah, call in or I can do it now. I've seen with you, Coach K, that a redirecting of your energy anyway. So let's see, Sylvia's on air. Let's see. So following that law of resonance, once you're in that state, beyond duality, as much as possible as we can be on this dimension, which means you're activating and living more fourth and fifth dimensionally on up. And there's many, 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 many dimensions. You know, don't get caught on the fourth and fifth. We're more than that. We're all of that. That's when you tune in and say, where's the direction? What's resonating? That's that law of resonance. Then you begin to see what's emerging for you, through you. And then you put the intention. And that's when you begin to magnetize. That's the law of magnetic attraction. One more thing before I go to the call, we also need to connect in with the loving law of allowance, that law of allowance. And some of these things you can also find in the book, The Kabbalion, Hermetic Philosophy by the Three Initiates. No one channeled, by the way, the universal laws, the magnetic attraction. The Kabbalion came out in 1912, so every metaphysician has studied it. Okay, Siegel has a great, how do you know when you reach a dimension? Ah, you'll feel it in the subtle energy. When you're, for instance, when you're meditating, you will feel, when you get into that meditative state, your body will feel very relaxed, but your mind will be very aware. Sometimes that awareness is active because you're receiving information. Sometimes it'll always be through a feeling. Like when I tune in, when I start channeling, I feel it through the top of my head. Okay, let's see. Now, Sylvia, I'm going to just check in here. Sylvia, are you just listening?
Yes, hello? Michelle, I couldn't hear the other voice.
Oh, okay, great. Welcome, welcome. Go ahead.
Well, thank you. It's awesome.
Wonderful. Did you have a question?
No, I'm just listening right now. Thank you.
All right, lots of love to you. Okay, Teresa's saying being open to receiving. Yes, yes, you have to open the channel. Those people that are psychic readings from the sixth center is still coming more through the ego. Okay. Hello, 203-755.
Hi, yes, this is Coach K. I didn't realize it was only a few minutes left.
we've had some amazing, oh, gosh. Well, we may be able to go over. I don't know what happened with the show. It didn't start till 12:30, but now it's saying 38 seconds, 36 seconds. All right. I keep hearing with you, your gifts. You need to be out there more using your gifts. It does show that you've left a long-standing pattern, but you've left not only a long your lifestyle somehow, but you left a long-standing pattern behind and are being guided in a new direction. So for you, it is really about letting go of the old.
Okay.
Activating your gifts more, stepping out more. Does that make sense to you? You need to move more forward somehow.
I just can't figure it out. I don't know if that's a career-wise or just
personally.
Oh, it's personally.
Career. It's career. It's career. They're telling me, your guides are telling me career-wise. And there's something that you can do in the home.
Okay.
There's something you can do in the home, they're telling me.
It's funky because I just thought this morning, I had a thought that I need to be doing child daycare.
Oh, there we go. Something in the
but
home.
But I thought that was just coming from my ego, you know.
Well, I'm here to confirm for you, no, it's not your ego. It's you. Well, your ego received it, okay? Because our ego has to receive it. We have to use the local mind to receive the, you know, impressions. And when we analyze, just like we're doing now, we're talking, we're using our little mind.
Okay.
But, no, you did get it. It's sewing that. I feel you're great with children. And also, think about bringing your own awareness to these children.
Yeah. Oh, my God. You
yeah,
like totally
what you
confirming
to
what I was thinking this morning.
Yeah. And they're telling me not for you not to have negative expectations. You can do it and you have a lot to give. You've been held back. There's been this restriction.
Yeah, it's called the husband.
Yeah.
And next week is final.
I see that. There's another turning point. Yeah, but that's why you're meant to focus right now on you actualizing you, you getting out there more, working in the home, bringing your consciousness, your awareness to the children, and start a little notebook.
Okay.
Start a notebook, a book, because you have a lot of wisdom, and that can be passed on to other parents. And I also feel children's books around you.
Wow. Writing was another hit I've had this week. Oh, my goodness. I'm not crazy.
No. And the time is now. Don't think anyone held you back. No one held you back. The time is now because you have even more wisdom by what you've gone through emotionally. You know, a lot of times, myself included, we think that we should be doing something sooner. But a lot of times we have more learning and integrating that learning and more living. And our ego sometimes has to catch up with the higher self, the expanded consciousness. So your time is now. You're not behind the schedule, so to speak, okay?
Oh, my goodness. Thank you. Oh, man. This is strange because I feel like I'm going to have a rush in career and love, you know, but I just can't figure out when and what.
The career, they keep telling me, is first.
Okay.
The career is first. It's to work in the home, get that going, work on the book, because you have some healing to do in that area of relationship.
Okay.
You know, you have, for women, for your, I feel female energy. Do you have a daughter?
Yes, I have two.
You have two, okay. Because they're telling me for the daughter or daughters, mm-hmm. they need to see you moving forward and actualizing your gifts.
Okay.
And that's the best gift you can give them. You are love. You will attract another partner when the time is right, but first it's going to be your career and stepping forward more.
Wow.
Yeah.
You have a mic. Are you linked to on your page, your blog club page, your MySpace page for the meditations?
Yeah, if you want the free, let's see, the download, if you have that, is what MySpace, I'm typing it in, .com, of course, /Michelle. Michelle, if you go to that, also on my website, though, there are a couple of meditations on there. If you go to the meditation page that you can get for gratis and start using those. There's also a lot of tools, projection perception, tools for clearing, emotional clearing, which you can just download and print, are also on the site. So, yeah, you just go for it, girl. Just go out there.
Wow.
It's
Thank
time
you.
For you to be you. And you are, see, I only confirmed. The guides only confirmed.
Yes.
That's why I say a lot of times the information we get, we feel a little bit of fear about it, or we second guess ourselves and say, me? Am I being chosen for this? Or, you know? But no, you are. You got the message.
I think I'm so creative in my thinking. I always think I'm just making it all up. And then I'm going to hit a brick wall and say, nah, 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 you were wrong, you know. I always have that fear I'm going to make a wrong turn.
Well, we always hit there's always walls. Mm-hmm. But those walls, and there's always, you know, boulders or blocks, but you can make those boulders or blocks stepping stones.
Okay.
And the walls sometimes are just, okay, let me tune in. Is the timing right? Mm-hmm. You know, every delay is a protection from spirit. So it's only the ego mind. But see, remember, we live in a physical universe. This is about toil.
Yeah.
You remember, when we drive, we get in a car, we still have to put the gas pedal on and the brake. We are in a mechanical universe. We're moving away from that, but we still have some of the regular mechanical stuff.
Yeah.
You know, the Cartesian philosophy, you know, go back, Newton's philosophy, you know, the physics. Yes, we're metaphysical. Yes, we're actualizing and connecting more with the field of, the resonant field, the field of consciousness, quantum physics. We are that, but we still have mechanical stuff. We still have to type.
Yeah.
So when you hit that wall, what I want you to promise me, find help. Come here. Listen to the show. There's other great shows here on Blog Talk. Get in the chat room. Get a coach.
Yeah.
You know, there's some great Teresa is going to be doing that kind of work. So, you know, find the people that support you to allow you to go beyond that block.
Okay, yeah. I think I'm going to go ahead and see where it leads me.
Blessings to you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Yes, Sylvia's saying, yes, a delay means a lot of times that it's not the right time. It doesn't necessarily mean you're on the wrong path. It can just be that it's the wrong time or more facts are needed. It's not that you're on the – most of the time it's not that we're on the wrong path. It's just that we need to do something differently. Or remember, we're part of the whole, so there's a converging flow. And in this converging flow, it can very well be that another person needs to join you or another situation has to happen before what you want to have happen. Okay, so it's not always about us. People come into our life sometimes – It's sometimes we're the gift to them. It's not always about us. Sometimes we have to hold the space or the healing space, or there's something that we're going to help someone with. Or again, it's a timing issue. You know, I have my meditations and such on iTunes, but I wanted those kinds of things out around 1999, 2000. It wasn't the right time. They didn't have that kind of stuff on there. So sometimes you have an idea and you might be ahead of the time, of the galactic or societal or global time. You know, we're always in divine right timing, but sometimes we have to hold our idea, keep it fresh in our mind, and wait for the opening on a more earth dimensional level. Oh, yeah, and Teresa said, then we are reminding to take action. Yeah, you have to take the action. It was coming, I was dismissing crazy imagination. No. Yeah, and you're told again, that's a good point, Teresa. We're told again by spirit, pay attention. I always ask for confirmations, and sometimes I'll say I want 5 or 6. Give me some more confirmations, just to make sure it's not coming out of my little ego or my constructed ego, that it's really my true ego personality responding to my soul's message and spirit's impulse. It's that it's really that. Yeah, spirits are never on cue. That's right. So true, you know. It's when the timing is right. Divine right timing. It needs to be in that converging flow where that it all happens, you know. So now someone's calling me from my hello, Cheyenne. Does anybody have any other questions? Let's see. I like what Sylvie said, but once they get the choice how to confirm to you and sometimes do not get it. Yeah. Now, Teresa has a good point. You put your hand on the heart and ask the question and then truly listen. Yeah, but it can come from other people too. Also, Sylvie, if you keep hearing someone say something, like that caller that called in, Coach K, I guess. Yeah, Coach K said, oh, you're just confirming. You will get confirmations either through another person. Silly as it sounds, a bumper sticker, a book that you read, you know, any form. It can be a lot of different. It can be a lot of different forms. So I just added to the chat, Cheyenne. Hi, Cheyenne. Good to see you. So That's basic, or symbols, that's another, symbols, dreams, synchronicities. You know, that's in that converging flow where you get those synchronicities of people and connections coming to you. In that way, you begin to see, yes, I am on the right track. And that's that converging flow. Data with photos. Okay. Well, bye, Cheyenne. That's okay. I love it. I love this connection, you guys. This is wonderful. This whole converging flow that's happening right now, just being here. Spirit, well, 9 times out of 10 will come to you using your own voice. So not, yes, that's true. It doesn't always come, you know, in another voice in the mind. It's through you. Because remember, we have to use the vehicle of our own local mind, you know, our brain, you know, the chemicals, the synapses of the brain, our mouth, our thoughts. It has to come through physical form. So it is going to come through us. And I love that so much, Teresa. Yeah, ask and you shall receive. It is it. I mean, that is it. We have to put ourselves in that receptive mode, which to me is that meditative state. When I'm in that meditative state, then I am open to receive. And I wait for those confirmations. And sometimes the confirmation comes from me, myself. It comes through a feeling. I'll get a sense or an inner knowing. And what I have found over the years is all the decisions that I have found that have been spirit-led have always had a quiet calm. There's a quiet calm about it, a resolve. Even if it's a difficult decision, I just have a sense. It's not overly emotional. And if it's something that I'm excited to do, I still have that quiet calm, that resolve, yet a tickle. I call it a tickle, yet I'm excited. But remember, too, you know, Seagirl's talking about intuition. You know, that intuition is our sixth sense for a reason. We all have it. We all have the intuition. Now, are somebody going to be psychic or channel information or channel healing? That's up to their imprint, and that's up to how much time and energy they put into it and how open, and if that's really what they want to do, if that's their calling. I always look at it as playing piano. You know, a lot of people can play piano, but, you know, there's some amazing, you know, a Mozart, a Chopin, you know. There's a Joe Cocker, you know. There's a lot of people that, you know, have a certain level. And we, you know, I can't play piano, so that gift I didn't get. So we all, I think the important thing, too, is you got to open and be receptive to your gifts, not someone else's gifts, but your own gifts. What are your gifts? And that's when you start connecting into soul alignment and your soul's purpose. Well, you know, we were going to have Rachel Jean, who's worked with Cher and some other people, but because of the time, thing got kind of squirrely. I'm going to have to bring her on again. I think that's the best thing to do. And I know all this happened for the divine right reason. And we're definitely, Awakenings is going to be continuing to unfold with all of your input and help and insight and understanding. And I definitely want to do more of this kind of conversation and dialogue with all of you. More readings, because I feel that it's really important to kind of keep it real, you know, keep it practical, you know, keep it, people call me the modern mystic or practical mystic. I think you have to live this. And though we are transcendent beings, we're also living on this dimension on a day-to-day level. And it's important that we remember that, you know, that whatever happens to us, yes, it's all good on some level, and in the end, I mean, it's leading to the greater good, but we also need to love ourselves and take care of ourselves right where we're at. And that allows us, that self-love and self-acceptance allows us to be open, more open to receive. It's hard to receive if we're not in that love vibration. It really is. Let's see. Oh, yeah, Teresa's talking about honoring oneself. Yes, I agree. and we are the first guides, Kathy's saying. Yes, you know, we, and it's true, it's hitting us all first. That's a very, very good point. It really is. All of us didn't quite figure that in. This first rung, I mean, of what we've had to do and really put our intention there. I look at it this way. We are the steps, because the steps are dissolving, especially by 2012. Between 2008 and 2012, this intensification of light energy is really, really, really intensifying, so that there's more activation that's happening. And that first rung of us, we're the ones that are helping to put the steps as they dissolve, because people are going to be living more and more from the unknown. They're going to be living more and more from that space and place of what's going on. And old paradigms aren't working, or old religions aren't working, old beliefs aren't working. You know, some will, but some are being dismantled, or, you know, people are going to be very disillusioned in the government or some of their structures, governmental structures, religious structures, school, you know, educational structures. So structures are dismantling, especially if we look at Pluto is going back in Capricorn and will be there for a long time at the end of the year. Those of you that are into astrology, you know that Capricorn rules structure, and Pluto is about transformation. It's about upheaval. It's about renewal, but there's an upheaval to get to that renewal. And the United States is a Cancerian, country. So Capricorn being the opposite, that we will be, not only will everybody be affected, because Cancer, Capricornian, that axis rules the home, the homeland, the house, and that's also our earth. So new structures have to be created, and that's what we're all doing. We're in this form and in this flow to create new structures. That's what's going on. And so as the old structures dissolve, we're right there with the new ones, the new books of truth, the new technologies, the new ways of living, the new ways of feeling, the new ways of thinking, the new ways of believing, the up-level, the expanded consciousness. So these new forms, these new ways of being, the new media, will have the new consciousness, the new awareness infused within it, and will reflect our more expanded consciousness. Well, all, we are winding out here, and it's just really been great to connect with everyone, really great to meet all of you on a heart level this way, and through the wonderful activation of the technology going wacky today, all being perfect, good, and divine. I do want to say that all is in a perfect divine flow, and I do know that for each and every one of you, all that is emerging, that is necessary and needed, is emerging through you, for you, as you, in a perfectly divine way, in a way that allows your heart to open to receive all the goodness that is you. And in that goodness, in that receiving, you're creating and self-expressing in a way that allows you abundance, light, energy, peace, and calm. Love talking with all of you, and until next time, keep awake. And just to remind you, Awakenings airs every Wednesday and Friday, 12 to 1. If you like the show, definitely rate it. Let me know your comments. Email me, you know, drop me a line either at blogtalkradio.com or michelle@selfenlight.com. Next week, we're going to be talking to Corey Herder, wishforlove.com. Foundation, and he's going to be talking about the love technique. And then we have Robert Wilkinson on the 15th, an amazing astrologer, a globalist, a futurist, and a transpersonal astrologer. He really looks at the local, the individual, but expands out into the transpersonal. So love you all. Much peace and light to all of you. And as always, until next time, keep awake.